gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good, good day.
It is gonna be a good day. It is Doug's good day. Dougie is out today driving cross country, beating the weather as usual when he takes cross country trips. Hopefully, he's going to be safely traveling and driving away. Roberta Fasinelli in today for Dougie, Ken Kessler, I'm Jennifer Horn, and Michael Fortier at our home studio in Washington, D.C., Radio America Network. And Roberta, you are a resident New Yorker. What is with this blizzard? It actually lived up to the hype. It's pretty bad in New York City, I've heard.
Yeah, I just looked out the window. It looks like there's about 10 inches of snow out there.
That's perfect.
And it's, even though the plows have been going all night long, boy, the plows started when there was like a quarter inch of snow on the ground. The roads are just packed with snow. But, you know, it's 12 degrees, so salt doesn't do anything at this point. You can salt till your cows come home and nothing will happen. So it's really slick. And it's amazing. They still have the Long Island Expressway shut down until at least 8 o'clock this morning. If you're found on it, it's a misdemeanor, a $1,500 fine. And 6 months in jail.
Really?
I'm not kidding around.
You hit the highway?
Huh. Yep.
All right, and I know a lot of schools are canceled all across the region. This is what they're calling.
New York City public schools complete. Yep.
They're calling.
New York City public schools are canceled. Long Island schools are canceled. Yep.
Hercules is big nor'easter storm that's kind of wreaked havoc over the Midwest, the Northeast, blizzard-like conditions, freezing temperatures, 10 inches of snow still possible today in New York City. The temperatures, like you said, Roberta, only in the teens, and they're dropping between 5 and 8 degrees.
Right now it's 12.
18 inches of snow expected in New England. Lows in Boston sinking below zero. Maine could potentially see temps of, get this, minus 30 after the sun goes down tonight. That's cold. I don't even know what minus, like, it just zero feels like. Minus 30. I mean, that's like your nose freezes when you walk outside. The Weather Channel has said that there have been 1,800 flights that have been canceled due to the weather and more throughout the weekend, because there's going to be a second wave of this icy weather that's going to hit the country's midsection by Sunday through the upper Midwest. Kentucky, Tennessee will all be affected. But if you're traveling today, be careful, because it's just a lot of delays, a lot of flight cancellations. And even if you're not flying to these areas that are affected, like New York or Boston or Maine, if you have to go through these big hubs like New York City or Chicago, and they're having weather problems, you're gonna see flight delays, even if you're not even touching the area affected by the snowstorm. So did you say we have Doug on the line, Michael? Oh, where's Doug? Oh, Doug is in, do we know where Doug is? Ken?
No, I don't know where Doug is, but I bet anybody listening might be wondering where Doug is, because we've taken over.
Oh, didn't I say he was driving cross-country on his cross-country trip?
You've said it so many times, you probably forgot.
Did Michael forget? All I know, see, this is how it works. A little radio background is that Michael, who sits in our control room in New York City, can actually, you know, talk into our ears. And so he'll tell me if there's someone calling in. He'll tell me if we need to go someplace. And he asked me where Doug was. And I feel like we might have told you. But if I didn't, if I forgot, Doug is driving across country. He's taking a truck back to Los Angeles for his son, Brendan. He's very good with his kids, got a great relationship with them. And so Brendan wanted to get this pickup truck. So Doug, the doting dad that he is, got in his truck and hightailed it away from the storm. He left Boston on New Year's Day. He was in Washington, D.C. last night. And that's the last we've heard of him. He's without his equipment, so he's just driving on through. We're in for him today, and he'll be back with us on Monday. Hopefully he'll be all safe and sound and warm in Los Angeles, because Ken, in California today, it's 80 degrees. Sorry about that, Roberta.
Yeah. It was interesting.
To you guys.
Doug had packed up all his stuff, and he has certain equipment that helps him to broadcast from wherever he is when he's on the road. And he had it all packed up by the door, and his niece stopped by to ask him some questions, and it sort of distracted him. And then he raced out and got in the truck and took off and left everything right by the door.
Yeah, he didn't even know if he had shut the door. So note to self, if you're out in Framingham, you want to go take a tour of Doug's house, I think the door might be open. All right. Also in the news today, oh boy, old buddy, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. He just doesn't know when to, I guess, walk away, maybe with just a little shred of dignity left. He filed his reelection papers yesterday, guys. He said, quote, my track record speaks for itself. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's true.
It does, and it does speak loud and proud, that's for sure. He was, I think, referring maybe to his fiscal conservatism. He's not really wanting to play up the fact that he got caught in a drunken stupor, that he got caught buying illegal drugs, that he's admitted smoking crack, that he got caught on video, I think, using crack and using crude language on live TV. He also, don't forget, in one of his finer moments, knocked over a female councilwoman during a meeting where he was stripped of most of his powers. That was a good move for him. But apparently he's leaving all of that behind him. He's now going to run again for mayor of Toronto. This guy, wow.
That's hilarious. I thought he was going to Colorado.
He could. He could actually go to Colorado. Although, I don't know.
Is he home there?
I hate to even say go to Colorado. I mean, of course, you're referring to the fact that Colorado has legalized recreational marijuana. I think that's even just too tame and mild for this mayor. I think he needs more than that. And then there's a story today also floating around, Ken, about this fugitive ex-banker who was caught after faking his own death. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
He's an ex-bank director who faked his own death. He was arrested by police on Tuesday on charges of stealing millions from his former employee. His name's Aubrey Lee Price. He was nabbed in southern Georgia after a routine traffic violation and appeared in court yesterday.
Wow.
He was accused of defrauding Montgomery Bank and Trust out of $21 million in his
scheme. How on earth did he do that?
Exactly. It affected 100 investors.
It's enormous.
And he vanished. I mean, this is a movie in the making. He vanished in June of 2012. He told his family he was going to Guatemala on a business trip. And then a few days later, they received letters saying he had lost a large sum of money and planned to take his own life. And then he was declared legally dead when he didn't come back after a year of his disappearance. But the FBI continued. They pursued his case, and now they found him and he's facing 30 years in prison. How in the world, first of all, that's so a TV show or a movie in the making when you fake your own death. But how do you leave your family and just...
Right?
Say goodbye to them. I mean, do you think he thought he was doing them a favor, or was he acting completely selfishly, just trying to keep himself out of trouble?
Selfish. That's hard to say. And the fact that he said, you know, that he was telling his family that he was going to commit suicide, well, then they wouldn't get life insurance either when you think about it.
It's very bizarre.
Because that negates any life insurance that you might have.
This is going to be the next Shia LaBeouf movie, I think. You heard about him, too. He took out a riding plane. Shia LaBeouf got in trouble for plagiarizing. Uh-huh. And so he wrote an apology letter in the clouds, like he did a plane rider. He's a interesting way of apologizing. All right, Queen of Cheap, what's ahead in the Queen of Cheap for us today, Roberta?
Oh, we've got some end-of-season sales for you that are just incredible. And we got ways for you to kickstart your New Year's weight loss, which we all need, Lord knows.
All right, that's all up ahead. Roberta and the Queen of Cheap up next. It is 15 past on Good Day.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 to 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, And you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliline succinate versus control in a clinical study.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Hello.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Roberta.
Let's start with, yes, with shoes. Shoes, shoes. Baby,
I love shoes.
Shoes.
I wear them every day.
I know you love shoes. I know. I wear them, too. Well, I try not to, but I have to. Under the season sale at Adidas, you've got 50% off and more and free shipping and handling, too. So great opportunity to stock up on sneakers. If you're looking to brag about all the photos you took over the holidays, Walgreens is giving away a free photo brag book that's through tomorrow. And we have the special promo code for you at DougStefan.com. Looking to start your diet or kickstart your diet, you get three free Atkins bars and a carb counter. Absolutely free, plus some weight loss coupons. We tell you how to get those three free
bars.
How
high does that carb counter go?
I'm
just
not sure.
Keep counting.
Well, Atkins is low carb, so probably up to like four, and they probably say, okay, if it's over that, don't eat it. And Michael's. We have the link for you, $5 off of every $25, plus there are additional coupons for 50% off one regular priced items and many, many more. Also in the Queen of Cheap, there's a whole thing on what to look for in the supermarket in January. There is a lot of produce that is kind of native to the month of January, things like avocados, grapefruits, navel oranges, and also vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflowers, and other things that are good buys in January, like diet foods and organizational tools and oatmeal. January is National Oatmeal Month. And also those season passes to zoos and amusement parks. You get early bird deals right now. So you can find all of that information, including the Queen of Cheap Bargains for the day, at DougStefan.com.
All right, we're going to check it out. DougStefan.com, Roberta's Queen of Cheap Box. And speaking of food and grocery stores, Roberta, I don't know if you heard about this, but General Mills says some Cheerios made without genetically modified ingredients will start appearing on shelves soon. It's kind of good news.
Beforehand, they were made with
genetically modified
ingredients.
Yeah, there was some GMOs. I mean, GMOs are in everything. It's very hard to, at this point, to not find products made with genetically modified food. And because of, and Doug would always go off on a toot on this, because we voted down all of these labeling.
We don't know.
Laws. We don't know what's in the food. I mean, they can put whatever they want in there. So what's great about this is I think General Mills is taking some initiative, and they're going to start creating these Cheerios without genetically modified ingredients. It'll start being put, they'll put it on the label so that you'll be able to make an informed decision when you're looking for something for your kids for breakfast. I think it's a great idea. It's going to be labeled with not made with genetically modified ingredients. So keep an eye out for that. It is 21 past here on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
We all
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler in for Dougie. He is traveling today. And these are your top five songs from the year of 1982, guys. This is Rod Stewart and the Young Turks. What do you remember about this song, Roberta?
That I didn't like it before and I don't like it now.
Oh, come on. I think you and I agree.
I find Rob Stewart really creepy. I don't know about you.
He's you and I creepy. Are in agreement on that one. He is a little skeevy. Ken, are you a Rod Stewart guy? I forgot about this.
No, I liked his early stuff, like 70s Faces stuff. Once he got into the disco era and then into the 80s, I was done.
He just seems very into himself. Not that all celebrities are not, but this one, I don't know, like if you looked up the word skeevy in the dictionary, I feel like you would see that hair.
I don't know. Yep.
All right, so we'll make a fast work of Rod Stewart. Let's go to number four. This is Hall & Oates. I can't go for that. So this one's kind of fun. Get your disco walk on.
Yeah.
What were you doing in 1982, Roberta? I was three.
See, in 1982, I was working for WOR Radio.
Oh, that's fun.
In New York.
So you were living the life. You were probably out in the clubs dancing to Hall & Oates.
Absolutely. And I would do the clubs when I would, you know, get off of late shifts. Because that's when all the bridge and tunnel people went home and just the locals and the, you know, the hardcore were in the dance clubs. So we'd hit the clubs about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. It was great. It was great.
Oh,
but at that time, New York City was, I mean, you took your life in your hands going out at night. I mean, it was
because it was that was before
place.
The big cleanup, right?
Yep. Yep, it was dangerous. Times Square was just horrible because the studios were right near Times Square. And I would go to work sometimes at 3 in the morning. And it was just, it was skeevy to say the least.
That's why you are our tough New York broad.
That's it.
Take care of yourself, lady, friend. All right, number three, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's root. Ken, where were you in 1982?
I was a junior in high school.
Was this the kind of music you listened to? What was in your
no.
What were you listening to on the old radio?
I was listening to a rock station. There's only one song in this top five, the next one, that the station I listened to played.
right, so let's revisit Ken's youth. Number two, Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You. Oh, this is a good one, Ken. This song reminds me of Rock of Ages, the Broadway musical, Roberta. Kind of got that hairband feel.
Why were hair and clothes in the 80s was so bad?
It was great.
You look now at shows or movies, you know, made during the time that were using the fashions at the time, and you go, what were we thinking?
I'm actually going to a birthday party, a 40th birthday party next weekend, and it's 80s themed. So I've been kind of putting together clothes, you know, going to thrift stores and just putting together some things for an outfit.
The big shouldered stuff.
Yeah, for not only me, I have to find myself an outfit, but also for the birthday girl, because it's a surprise for her. Well, it was until I mentioned it. And so I have to get her dressed as well. So it's tough stuff. All I know is there's a lot of
really
people.
Wonder why, yeah.
All right. And never.
She's going to think that you're not her friend anymore.
Here's some leg warmers. I love you. Happy birthday. All right. Number one song from this week in 1982. This I can get behind. Olivia Newton-John,
Physical.
Oh, speaking of leg warmers, that's right.
Yeah, right.
And sweatbands. Remember that sweatband she was rocking in the video? This is before videos got really, really good. I mean, this one was so cheesy, her dancing in front of that blue background, remember? But it was a big deal back then. All right, so those are your top five songs from this week in 1982. Rod Stewart, Hall & Oates, Earth, Wind & Fire, Foreigner, and Olivia Newton-John, Physical. Let us know what you were doing in the 80s. I think that's a fun question on Facebook. Ken, let's post that up there. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let us know. If you have pictures, even better. We'll send you a prize. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Well, boys will be boys. A key part of any puppy's early socialization is play fighting. Watch a litter of puppies, and you'll observe them chasing, pouncing on each other during mock battles. These bouts serve as sort of a basic training, sharpening the puppy's predatory skills. During such play fights, you may even observe them baring their teeth or nipping at their litter mates while growling and yelping. While it's always prudent to supervise these fighting furballs, such mock battles generally sound a lot worse than they actually are. You might say their barks are a great deal worse than their bites. In fact, after the battle has ended, you may find the little warriors snuggled together for a much-needed nap, whisker to whisker. Now, very often, we as people get involved too soon. I always tell people, if they have two puppies or two dogs and they're kind of fighting with each other in the background, watch them carefully to make sure it's not real aggression. But very often, it sounds like the Armageddon, but they're just letting out stress and anxiety, just like two kids wrestling on the front lawn. Watch carefully, take action if necessary, but let them work it out on their own. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Jennifer Horn, that's Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler joining me from San Diego, if you've seen Anchorman 2. Michael Fortier behind the board in Washington, D.C. And we're all in for Doug Steffen today, who is, he always, Roberta, picks the day of the year when there is like the biggest storm a brewing. Like he says he's going to travel. Mother Nature says, well, you're going to travel, Dougie. I'm going to create a gigantor storm. And he just kind of, you know, throws it out. But we think Doug is ahead of the storm. So he's driving across country in a pickup truck. And he left Washington, D.C. yesterday. We have not heard from him since, but he doesn't have his equipment. So we knew that we wouldn't. We knew we would be here today. So we think he's okay. We think he's all right. He should be in Los Angeles by Sunday if all goes well. These storm trips, though, we have to talk them out of it, guys. This is just, it's too much.
But you can't.
He's fair weather Doug usually likes to. Yeah. He knows the snow's coming, so that's why he left.
We need to get him to start doing these trips like in, I don't know, June, when it's not so crazy. All right, don't forget to check out our Good Day website. We have DougSteffen.com. We also have a Facebook page for you to go in, chime in on all of the issues that we're talking about on the show, share some videos. And Facebook.com/Good Day Show is where you can find us. We have all kinds of stuff cooking over there. A conversation about the legalized pot in Colorado and also some pictures of Georgette, Doug's friend and great friend in life driving across country. But Facebook is in a little hot water today, Ken, because they're being sued over this alleged scanning of private messages. What's the story with that?
Well, if you have a Facebook page, you've noticed how the ads pop up on the side, and
right.
they frequently have something to do with something that you have posted, because they're monitoring what you're doing and they're trying to tailor their ads to you. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that now with your private messages. If you send a private message on Facebook that has a link that goes somewhere outside of Facebook, Facebook scans that link to find out where it is that you're promoting or mm-hmm. sending something to, and then they send ads to you and to whoever you sent this message to about something similar to what your private message was about.
Nice. Are we surprised, though? I mean, is that the risk, or is that the punishment, I guess, for going on social media? I mean, you think you're writing all these private messages. You think you're doing things. I mean, the key word there is private. But if you're on social media, do you give up your right to privacy? I guess that's the question yeah. being asked by Facebook. It freaks me out a little bit. When you start doing these private chats, things that you think are not being scanned by other people, that they're only going direct, it's one-on-one communication, it is kind of scary to have them go through. But if you look at your Facebook ads, I just went to my Facebook page at Jennifer Horn Radio, by the way, and my sponsored ads, Macy's, definitely true. I always shop at Macy's. Essie encrusted nail polish, personalized jewelry. Oh, and get this, City no late fee card, maybe because of my shopping problem. But it knows that I like fashion, it knows that I like jewelry, and it knows that I like nail polish. I mean, how does that happen? They're scanning everything that I post. They're scanning stuff right. that I look at. They're scanning links to that I send people. Maybe I like a sweater at Macy's and I send it to my mom on Facebook. They've scanned all of that, and I think that's scary. But I don't know. Should you just go off of Facebook then? Should you kind of go off the social media grid if you don't want to get all this stuff tracked that you're sending?
Well, if you know that that's what you're going to get with Facebook, I think that's what the problem is. Most people don't know that Facebook is going to do this. If you know it, then you can make the decision of what you post or what you send and what you think is a private message, because there's nothing that's private on social media. There was the big thing with Snapchat the other day mm-hmm. where they published all the usernames and phone numbers. You think it's going to be private, but if you do something online, it's not going to be private for long.
And how many times have you kind of glazed over those privacy, the terms that you have to accept before
right.
you go on a website? I mean, does anybody actually sit and read those things? So you just click the box and willy-nilly, you've just signed away all of your privacy rights now. It's kind of interesting. And it does make you think. I think we're going to start seeing this backlash where people will actually get away, especially older people that aren't necessarily addicted to the social media like the young people are. You kind of jump off because you realize you've now given up, or you've given people a big glimpse into your life, at least. Maybe you haven't given up all privacy, but you're giving them a great view right into what you are looking at.
And something else that Facebook is doing that you probably don't notice because you don't pay a whole lot of attention to your own comments, the things that you post. But when you post a link for something, what your friends see in their feed is your link to whatever the story is, and then beneath that there will now be suggested articles from Facebook that have something to do with what you're posted, and more often than not it's the opposite side of what you posted, which I find hilarious to all my far right and far left friends who are posting lots of political stuff. I saw somebody yesterday posted a link about all of the great and wonderful things that Obama did mm-hmm. in his since he's been in office. And the suggested story under it was, click here to read 540 reasons why Obama should be impeached.
That's perfect. Hey, fair and balanced on Facebook. They're like the
right.
they're Fox News, right? Fair and balanced all the way through. All right, things also kind of fair, I don't know about so balanced. Colorado on January 1st became the first state to sell recreational marijuana. And we talked about it yesterday. People were in lines around the block. 8 hours. They'd get in line at 2 o'clock in the morning when the shops wouldn't
wow.
open. You know, for 8 hours, they'd be waiting there just to be one of the first people in line to get this recreational marijuana. And people were even saying that their supplies were running thin because there was such a demand for it. Well, the numbers are now out. The early numbers claim that collectively the retailers made more than $1 million in recreational and medical pot sales just on January 1st alone.
Wow.
$1 million. That's going to be great revenue for the state of Colorado, but it brings up a lot of questions. Does this contribute to people using the drug and becoming unproductive in society? Will it contribute to traffic accidents? Will, you know, what will be the outcome here from legalizing this drug? Will we see any impact? Maybe we won't. Maybe it's just going to all be great. I wanted you to chime in on this, Roberta, not because you're our resident expert in marijuana, but I wanted to see what you think about the legalization. Is this going to be something that you'll see in the state of New York? I think many U.S. states are going to adapt this once they see the success of it. We know Washington will start selling legalized drugs not till later in the year, but they're on tap to do it in 2014. And we want to know what you think. 888-302-DOUG, if you'd like to call and chat with us, 888-302-DOUG, or you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. Before we get to Roberta, Ken, are there any new comments there as we're monitoring people in this debate on marijuana?
There are a couple. William says this will never happen in Wyoming. And Jason says alcohol is 10, if not 20 times more dangerous than marijuana.
Wow. All right.
This is true. This is true.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people claim because marijuana is natural, because it comes from the earth, that it's less harmful. And that may be true, but still, it is an impairment. I mean, anything you put in your body changes your natural state. So I think we do have to address that, and how people are going to patrol for it is in question. In California, they're going to start swabbing people's mouths during traffic stops. Instead of doing a breathalyzer blow, now you'll be swabbed and you wait 20 minutes and they'll be able to tell if you're on marijuana or Xanax or cocaine or any other drugs. Someone who is not impaired at all, though, however, is our great follower and leader, Doug Steffen, who's on the phone, guys.
Oh.
Where in the world is Dougie Steffen? Where are you, Doug?
I don't want to break up the flow of the conversation because you're doing an extraordinarily good job. You have encapsulated the issue very well. I wanted to hear what Roberta had to say.
Well, Roberta, why don't you tell Dougie what you have to say? You can play with us for a little while, Doug. Roberta, chime in.
Well, you know, when you talk about tobacco and you talk about alcohol and then you talk about marijuana, tobacco and alcohol, I believe, are far more dangerous substances. Tobacco is just lethal and deadly, and I am still rather shocked that it's allowed to be sold in this country, knowing the health risks. And alcohol, you know, when your liver breaks down, alcohol, if you've drank a little bit too much, and you know if you get a hangover that you drank too much, the first byproduct that alcohol is broken down into in your liver is 4 to 5 times more toxic than the drink itself. And think of it this way. Alcohol is the only substance on this planet that can kill everything. The only substance that can kill everything. So if you're looking at those three items, I would say out of the three, marijuana probably is the least toxic because you don't hold the smoke in as long as you do, or you're not smoking as much as you do as you would cigarettes. I mean, to smoke a pack of marijuana a day, I mean, you'd be just like totally incapacitated. But people easily smoke a pack of cigarettes a day and go about their daily lives. So,
but is
this another
crutch? I mean, is this another crutch for people?
Of course it is. Of course it is. And anything that impairs you is a crutch, Jennifer.
Well, there are different ways of dissecting this. Roberta hit on something that's very important, and that is what alcohol does to you. It is a cleanser. Well, you see sometimes or you read stories about people who, for example, the Civil War, or anybody that gets shot or hurt, when there is a need to cleanse the wound, they grab for the nearest bottle of booze because it'll kill everything, all the germs. Having come from a family, my mother, you've heard me say this on the air any number of times, was a just over-the-top, out-of-control alcoholic. And she also couldn't control her smoking. And that's why, sadly, she died when she was 50. But I looked at and watched all of these things as a child growing up, and I, as an adult, have wondered, as Roberta just did, why it is that alcohol and tobacco have been legalized, and yet these other substances have not. And if you get down to the nitty-gritty, and this is not my libertarian streak necessarily running through me, because I think most of this stuff. I mean, I don't know where you draw the line, actually. It's hard to know where to draw the line. But the fact that alcohol and tobacco products are legal is purely a result of the amount of money that is made by selling the products. The Kennedy family makes 7 cents on every single bottle of whiskey that comes into this country. The people who are controlling the tobacco industry, and by the way, many of them are the same people that control the drug industry, are so powerful because there is so much money. Now you can say, well, what do you say to the fact that people have stopped smoking and all of the government projects, programs, whether they're private or public, actually, to curb smoking? And that doesn't, okay, so there are some of those programs that have gained a foothold here in this country, but still is this attempt, and successfully, to get young people to smoke. And oftentimes they keep young people on for a while until they realize, you know, they grow into some sort of an intelligence quotient, that they will kill themselves if they keep doing this. But around the world, there isn't the same kind of educational process. P. Lorillard, Philip Morris Company, the others that are overseas doing the same thing that they did with our soldiers in World War II and still do, they give away free packs of cigarettes to these people. And they said when it was World War II, isn't it wonderful that tobacco companies are giving our soldiers, what a terrific gesture to give them something.
To light them up with cigarettes and tobacco,
yeah.
Right?
And they all became addicted. They all died, 10, 12, 15 years earlier than anybody else who was that age. So anyway, I don't want to be on a soapbox, but I think this is an excellent conversation. Jennifer, thank you. I have actually come across a magazine that I found here. I'm in Knoxville. Headed.
Oh, good. So you did make it to Tennessee. So in Knoxville.
But I came through the most amazing blizzard that lasted about 4 hours. I'm just about where 81 meets Route 40. Mm-hmm. But I came across through Asheville and the Smoky Mountains. And at 9 o'clock, I drove until about 10 last night. 9 o'clock, a little before, as I'm up in the mountains, this blizzard blows through. I had been, when I left Washington yesterday morning, it was 47. It was pretty much in the 40s all through the day. And then got into this blizzard that was as bad as any blizzard I'd driven in that I can remember, frankly. And going up and down those mountains, you can imagine we were doing 20, 30 miles an hour. And it stopped as quickly as it started. And now I'm driving in the beautiful clear sky. It's a wonderful morning. Great things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for you guys that you can carry on and not embarrass.
Well, you didn't hear the rest of the show, no.
I'll have reports from my spy who will tell me exactly what you're doing.
We've been doing an excellent job, but we do miss you. And would you like to hang on the line with us? Because we need to do a little business here for you. Otherwise, we're going to be in trouble.
You do your business, and I'll talk to you later on.
All right, drive safely. Call us with updates on your travel log. All right, Doug Steffen there calling in on his own program. We love it. He's our favorite phone caller of the day. More on this marijuana debate when we continue. It is 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at all 1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Two of country music's brightest rising stars, the Swan Brothers, have accepted a challenge that puts them on opposite sides of the stage and the Twix brand rivalry. Zach Swan released a special jingle for Left Twix, while sibling Colton shared a theme song for Right Twix. Now it's up to fans everywhere to help pick a side between these clashing confections and their equally sweet songs. Zach saw this jingle writing competition as the perfect opportunity to decide which Swan Brother is truly superior.
Left Twix
Rich is always on the cutting edge of marketing, so it wasn't surprising that they selected me to write something special for them.
Meanwhile, Colton countered.
Right Twix is known as the more innovative cookie bar, so it made sense that they would look to the real creative genius in the Swan family to write their song.
Fans can watch the competition on the Twix Videos YouTube channel. Just search Pick a Side Sing-Off on YouTube. At the end of the video, viewers will be asked to pick a side between these clashing chocolate-covered cookie bars and their equally sweet songs.
It is the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler in for Dougie. Over at the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, we are getting all sorts of comments on the pot debate. Ken, what's going on?
Rebecca says, some of you sound grumpy. Do you need to smoke a little and loosen up?
Oh, no. 51 passed on Good Day.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To get away, and he has got all of the info that you need if you have travel plans over the next few days. Things are a mess. People are socked in. Airports are closed. 2,000 flights are canceled. And Tom Parsons from Best Fares will tell you what to do up next on Good Day.
Head to Sports Authority for our Clear the Gear event going on now. You'll save up to 70% off original prices when we take an extra 25% off our entire clearance selection. That means you'll find great deals on everything from footwear and apparel to outerwear and more. So hurry in or visit sportsauthority.com to get 25% off already low prices on clearance gear for your favorite sports. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business,
You'll find it at Office Max, now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to officemax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
All right, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. It is a mess in the Northeast, the Midwest, travel delays all over the place. What can you do? If you're booked to travel, Tom, what happens if your flight's canceled?
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I've already heard people had flights canceled yesterday. Their first possible flight would be late Sunday, maybe Monday, let's say Boston right now, to anywhere. It's just that the seats are going to be very, very limited. I mean, the Boston airport, I understand, was closed. And I understand it may reopen a little bit later. JFK may reopen a little later, but that doesn't mean planes will even still fly up there. Mm-hmm. And I think that you got to remember this. If you're on your way back home, you better stick with the airline you got. If you haven't taken off and you're trying to get to New York, or you're trying to get to Boston or somewhere up there in that Northeast corridor, that's fine. You might get a flight, and they may let you make an adjustment for no fee. The question is, what happens if you get there or you do want to go at a different time? I mean, it's just going to be one big mess. Now, just remember this. This is your beginning of your flight. Or even the end, you can do this, but I wouldn't do it if you're on your return. But mm-hmm. if it's your beginning and you just say, I ain't going to deal with this, and even if I got to New York or Boston, no one's coming to get me, and I'm going to sit for 2 or 3 days in the beautiful LaGuardia Airport, no. I would just say cancel. Under that rule, under the airline's under the rule, what they call force majeure, you're entitled to 100% of your cash back. You don't have to take vouchers. You don't have to go shoot.
If you haven't made your trip yet, you bring up a good point. If you haven't even said go, take the money, because the airline has to give you every little bit of your money back, and then you can start from scratch when the weather clears or whenever you can reschedule.
Yeah, and don't take vouchers from the airline. If they cancel, it's really important to cancel your flight. But, you might as well start with the cash you have in your pocket, all right, because in that way you can use it with any other airline. Because let's say you had it with United, today, and American has a cheaper airfare tomorrow, or vice versa. You still want to get back in that game, and probably what you were going to pay anyway was maybe a little bit higher than what the sales will be in January and February anyway. So, it's a... Matter of fact, our travel deal of the day is to bring you to Morsto. If you live in, if you've been looking for a ski destination,
there's lots of. You could just go into the street in New York and ski now, right?
That's true. But Denver, Colorado, what a fair war going on there. I mean, even from Omaha, for 3 nights at the four-star Omni, the round trip with 3 nights four-star in February is coming in at 219 round trip. From San Francisco, it's like 269. Dallas is 255. And this is for airfare and hotel and all that. So the ski season in Colorado, and then there's one other benefit too. I'm sure you all discussed that happened on January 1st. It's becoming a more than a sky high or a mile high city for many reasons.
Absolutely, so. it brought up that this is a really big thing for tourism for the state of Colorado. That people are going to actually take tours and they're going to go there just for this reason. It's going to be like our version of Amsterdam. So check it out. You can go to the Best Fares website, get those great deals to go to Colorado, go skiing or whatever else your pleasure might be. Thank you, Tom Parsons. We'll check it out. You can get to bestfares.com or you can connect with them on our website at dougsteffen.com. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.